The United States has a long and checkered history of military intervention in Latin America, from the Monroe Doctrine to the Bay of Pigs, the coup against Allende in Chile, and the Contra Wars in Central America. Lately, the ominous signs are coming from around Venezuela, where the Trump administration is ramping up military actions, including attacks on purported drug-running boats off the coast of Venezuela. The latest such strike came Thursday. President Donald Trump confirmed the attack Friday.
In a submarine, right? We attacked a submarine, and that was a drug-carrying submarine built specifically for the transportation of massive amounts of drugs, just so you understand. This was not an innocent group of people. I don't know too many people that have submarines. And that was an attack on a drug-carrying, loaded-up submarine.
The strike left two survivors who were being held on a U.S. Navy vessel. Trump did not offer details, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio promised that will come later.
Yeah, it's well known there's an ongoing narco-terrorist operation the United States has been conducting. As far as details of any recent strikes, we're not prepared here to announce all those details, but you'll get that information here very shortly.
The latest strike is believed to be the sixth such strike in the waters off Venezuela and the first to leave survivors. The bombing campaign began on September 2nd, and as of now, the death toll from the strikes has reached at least 28. Trump has justified the strikes by claiming the United States is engaged in an armed conflict with drug cartels. But he's not offered any evidence of the claim, and Venezuela is not generally considered to be a major global drug trafficker. Trump has claimed what he calls an invasion by the Tren de Aragua gang to justify wartime powers. But a report from the National Intelligence Council back in April seemed to contradict that, finding no evidence of coordination between the gang and the Venezuelan government. Some observers think it has more to do with Trump's desire to oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, stretching back to a maximum pressure campaign Trump undertook during his first term in office. Maduro had reportedly reached out to Trump with offers of concessions. A reporter asked Trump about that at the White House Friday.
Maduro offered everything in his country, all the natural resources. He even recorded a message to you in English recently offering mediation.
He has offered everything. He's offered everything. You're right. You know why? Because he doesn't want to f*** around with the United States. Thank you, everybody.
The strikes come amid other ominous signs, including Trump's authorization of the CIA to carry out operations in Venezuela. Some legal experts have questioned the legality of the approach, saying the use of overwhelming military force to combat the cartels, along with the authorization of covert action inside Venezuela, possibly to oust President Maduro, stretched the bounds of international law. In particular, drug traffickers are not considered combatants in military conflict. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of senators has announced they'll force a vote on a war powers resolution to block the use of force in or against Venezuela. It's led by Democrat Tim Kaine, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, with support from Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky and Adam Schiff of California. In a statement, Senator Paul said, "The American people do not want to be dragged into endless war with Venezuela without public debate or a vote. We ought to defend what the Constitution demands, deliberation before war." A similar measure last week narrowly failed on a vote of 48-51. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.